Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm so glad that you have joined us here for this online service today. I would like to invite you to have a pen and a paper handy, because we're going to do a little writing exercise during this service. But just so glad that you're here. And so when we normally meet in person at our Sunday services, one of the very first things that we do in that service is say good morning to the people that are sitting near us. And what really happens is that turns into a love fest. And so what I invite you to do today, right now, is to maybe just close your eyes for a moment and to imagine some of those people that sit near you. And then, and if you don't attend our Sunday services normally, just imagine in your mind's eye some of the people that you love and care about. And so as you see those people in your mind's eye, what I invite you to do is send them some of your love. To send them some of your love and to see them standing in their own authentic power. To see them as whole, the wholeness of spirit that they are. And to know that as you are doing that for someone, there is someone else watching this video that is doing that same thing for you, sending you their love, wrapping you in that energy of love, and seeing you stand in your own wholeness, your own power. And what we are doing for each other when we do that is actually sending each other a blessing. And because we are all connected to each other and all part of this one energetic field, it actually affects each and every single one of us. And so as we begin our service this morning, I'm going to invite our practitioner, David Conant, to come forward. And he's going to do an evocation for us to evoke the awareness of the presence of spirit that is already right where we are all of the time, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you to just begin to settle into yourself, to turn to that space within yourself of stillness, the part of you that is just being, the isness. For here we touch our own spirit. We touch our own essence.
So I take a moment to move my thoughts within to a place that is very familiar and where I know the truth about the universe. Today, I recognize the one source as creative intelligence. It does not matter where we are, whether we're in church, on a Zoom call, or watching this at home. It's always living beyond limits, manifesting pure spirit into this service and into our lives. We are all one with this spirit, and we recognize a deep sense of connection with this spirit. Today, I bless Reverend Jennifer as this spirit speaks through her to each one of us in a way that is particularly effective to us. I bless Ray, and I bless all of you as we experience our true oneness. And so it is. Hello. The reading today is from In the Flow of Life by Eric Butterworth, from the chapter called Living Life from Within Out. St. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 1:6, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you. Soren Kierkegaard, founder of existentialism, was strongly influenced by his own vision of the inner flow. And Lao Tzu believed that anyone who flows as life flows has solved the enigma of human existence and needs no other power. The great truth taught by the mystics in all ages is life is lived from within out. This means that the whole universe is concentrated at the point where you are. More than this, you are the universe expressing as you. You are its living enterprise. It forever stands behind you with its full resources. However, the fullness of this universal support comes through you and all people everywhere. The most profound knowledge that you can attain is that your whole existence flows forth inexorably from a universal process, which is always from within out. And so it is.
Very nice. Thank you. Very nice. And so I'd like to share our vision statement with you right now from Living Beyond Limits. And if you know it by heart, I invite you to say it along with me. And if you don't, just to take this in. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are actually, each and every one of us, awakening to our own divinity, awakening to the truth that that presence of the Infinite One not only surrounds us and envelops us and is always right where we are, but that it also lives within us, that it expresses in us and through us and as us. Because what happens when we wake up to the fact that God in its infinity is right where we are, that then we have access to all of those qualities and all of those characteristics of the divine, of that infinite presence. We then have access to love and to peace and to goodness and to wholeness, regardless of what is happening in the world, regardless of what the world is telling us who we are or what we are or telling us about the reality of life. And as we wake up to that fact and stand then in that place of our own authentic power and wholeness, we automatically become a beneficial presence in the world. We automatically bring something greater to this world that is part of the evolution of spirit unfolding itself as life. And so thank you to each and every single one of you for saying yes to the call of your own spirit, to saying yes to be walking the spiritual path and to being a beneficial presence in this world. Thank you for that. And so Centers for Spiritual Living is actually an organization that is vision-centered and that is vision-led. And because of that, some of the spiritual practices that we teach at Centers for Spiritual Living are meditation and visioning and being in the silence as a way to move past our conditioned ideas, as a way to move past our repetitive thinking that we do in our daily lives, as a way to move past our ego's ideas and our ego limitations. And so we practice meditation. We practice being in the silence. We practice visioning as a way to hear that inner guidance, as a way to hear that guidance that is none other than the creative intelligence of the universe. So that in that silence, we might tap into the absolute. So that in that silence, we might catch that vision that is already held in the mind of God as a complete idea of that evolution that is calling us to it and that is bringing itself forward in this world. And so a part of that leading then at Centers for Spiritual Living is something that is called the Global Heart Vision. And it is a guiding document of Centers for Spiritual Living, and it is an ultimate vision that we hold of where we are headed in life. And so I'd like to share part of that Global Heart Vision with you right now. It begins with, we see a world that works for everyone, where all life is honored as expressions of the divine, where we live as one global family, where kinship with all life prospers, where unity and connection is emphasized, where forgiveness is the norm, where spiritual guidance is valued, where we are called to conscious social action, where people have enough food, homes, and a sense of belonging, where there is peace and harmony and justice for all. We envision a world that works for everyone. And so to me, that comes out of a high vision. It comes out of a spirit-centered consciousness. It comes out of an openness, and it comes out of a place that is not of the ego and that is not of our personality. And so as spiritual beings, we want to live in a world that works for everyone. We want to live in a world of fairness and of inclusion and of oneness, a world of justice. And when we are in touch with our own spirit, when we are in touch with our own divine beingness, that desire is even stronger within us. It's even stronger and it's more important. And so this last Thursday on our Zoom conference call, we did a visioning. And the question that we asked in that visioning was, what is the highest vision that is seeking to emerge right now through humanity? And some of the answers that people came up with out of that visioning were things like compassion and cooperation, acceptance of differences, oneness and not separateness, safety for all, caring, equality, love, peace, and people discovering their own authentic power. All of those words and all of those ideas are words and ideas of the spirit. All of those are the urgings of that spirit within us to awaken and to be that. Those words and those ideas come from a part of us that knows that we are one with the whole. And because we are spiritual beings, we have a need to live from our spirit and to bring our spirit into this world. We have a longing to live in that felt awareness of the divine presence. We have a yearning for that felt experience of oneness. Oneness with that I am presence, oneness with the good, oneness with each other, and oneness with life itself, oneness with the whole. And that is the pull of the divine within each of us. And then at the other end of the spectrum is the voice of our ego, And that is usually a voice of fear. It is fear of people that are not like us. It has a voice of judgment about people who believe differently than we believe. It is a voice of mistrust for those people that are dissimilar to us or ideas that are dissimilar to ours. The ego has a voice of fear of the unknown. And the ego is afraid that somebody's going to take our good from us. And it judges them, whoever they are, as wrong and that we are right all the time. But I believe that we are actually moving into an era of the heart. I believe that we are moving from the solar plexus chakra into that heart chakra as a culture. Because that solar plexus chakra is all about me. It's about me and willpower and achievement and self. And the heart chakra is about we. It's about inclusion. It's about unconditional love and compassion. And I think as a culture here in the United States, and maybe other places too, it might be across the entire world, I think we're moving from that me to that place of we. Marshall Rosenberg, who was a psychologist, author, and the founder of nonviolent communication, said, "Our survival as a species depends on our ability to recognize that our well-being and the well-being of others are in fact one and the same." That idea is born out of spiritual understanding. It's born out of the place of our spirit that actually knows that that's the truth. When we are in the heart, what I want for me, I automatically want for you. When we are in the heart knows that we are all family with each other. And as we listen to our hearts and our souls and our spirits, we are led to create a world that works for everyone. As we listen to our hearts and our souls and our spirits, we are compelled to be a beneficial presence in this world. And I see that happening all around us right now. So many stories in the news of people coming forward in care and compassion and brotherhood and standing arm linked in arm and holding each other up and booing each other. All over the place, throughout COVID-19 across the world, throughout the race stuff that is going on in the world right now, people coming together in a way they never have before. I have seen pictures of police taking a knee with protesters. I have seen white women linked arm in arm standing between the police and black protesters in a line of protection and standing with. I have heard so many stories, and I'd like to share a couple of stories with you that are about listening to that call and moving from me to we. And so one of them says, "A Bellevue, Washington man who knows what it's like to grow up without a father has been doing his part to make a difference in the lives of kids today who are in the same boat. And from the surging popularity of his YouTube channel, it's clear he will be amongst the dads most showered with love on this Father's Day. Rob Kenny wanted to step in to fill the void whenever a kid needed to learn how to do something, like change a car's oil, put up a shelf, use a stud finder, even iron a shirt and shave his face. His YouTube channel called Dad, How Do I? Aims to teach youth the valuable lessons a father is meant to teach. Launched only 2 months ago, his DIY channel has already more than 2 million subscribers. Fans can now count on Mr. Kenny whenever they get into a jam, using his step-by-step instructions how to jumpstart a car or for unclogging a sink. Many viewers have been touched by the kind and heartfelt words Rob shares in his videos. Such simple words like, I love you, and I'm proud of you, that so many children don't get to hear from a father figure can have a profound effect, even in adulthood. He starts each video with an enthusiastic, "Hey, kids!" But Keila Danaher commented that she's a 33-year-old woman, and she answered back with a sobbing, "Hi, Dad." The downtime of the coronavirus lockdown provided the impetus for him to finally start his YouTube channel, a long-held dream. This, in itself, shows his viewers that there is always opportunity in the face of adversity. Another story says they had just finished a peaceful protest in town when residents of Killeen, Texas, decided they needed to tap that community spirit to defend the local mall after local police suggested it might be a target of looters. Police identified a threat of rioting on social media, and Killeen Mall Management of Central Texas announced the building would be closed to residents until further notice. However, Richard Hicks and Jonathan Hildner, who organized peaceful protests over the weekend, were not going to sit by idly. Together, they stepped up to organize a defense of the mall to prevent rioting and looting, which would otherwise besmirch the peaceableness their town had experienced. Quote, "To have somebody come in and ruin all of this for us would have been counterintuitive to what we are trying to accomplish," Hicks said. "Their efforts may have achieved something, as the town has stayed peaceful ever since." And one last story. The owner of a New Jersey frame shop has not been able to operate his business since late March. But that hasn't stopped him from taking over 500 trips to the grocery store for free for seniors staying at home to avoid exposure to the novel coronavirus. Making deliveries is nothing new for Greg Daly. He has risen at 4 a.m. every morning to deliver newspapers for the past 25 years. What had always been a second job has now turned into his main source of income and an innovative way to be generous. It all started when an 88-year-old woman on his East Windsor route asked him to throw the newspaper closer to the door so she wouldn't have to walk as far to get it. He obliged without thinking much of it at the time. It was a few days later in line at the grocery store that he thought of her again. If she can't walk 20 feet to get her newspaper, how is she getting groceries? So I called her and asked if she needed anything. It was then that Greg thought about the hundreds of other senior customers along his route and how he could make a world of difference for them. So he decided to offer his services in a note attached to each newspaper he delivered. The need turned out to be enormous. And before long, Greg's wife, three children, and mother-in-law began to help in any way they could, answering the phone, taking shopping trips of their own. Each one of those people is listening and answering a call within them to be a beneficial presence in this world, to make a difference, to create a world that works for everyone. Each and every single one of us is here by divine appointment to bring something greater into this world. We are each here to bring that divine potential of life into this world. And we do that by sharing our gifts and talents. We do that by following our passions and the call of our hearts. We do that by paying attention to what tweaks us and what makes us say, this is not right or something is awry here. We do it by standing in and standing for our spiritual principles, the principles of love and of oneness and of wholeness and of inclusion. We do that by being aware of our dreams and our desires, not just for ourselves, but our dreams and our desires for the entire world. Napoleon Hill said, "Cherish your visions and your dreams as they are children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements." those things that call to us are the blueprint for where we're headed. But in order to unfold that something greater, we must be in touch with that vision. We must be in touch with the vision that calls to our hearts and our souls. We must be clear about our vision and our attention, intention, because that vision and that intention become the road map that takes us where we want to go. If we aren't clear in our minds that we actually want to go to Aspen, the chances that we will actually ever arrive in Aspen are really quite slim. And if we did ever arrive there, it would be quite by accident, not with any purpose. So it's clear that we know where it is we want to go, that we have that destination, that vision in our mind. So it takes vision and intention followed by action. And taking action takes courage, especially if it's something you've never done before, especially if it's something new, especially if it's different than the norm that you were raised with, the norm of the culture you've been raised in, the society you've been raised in, the norm of what you're used to doing. Taking action and having vision from that vision, taking action out of that vision, takes commitment. Because it's just easier to do what we've always done. And so I invite you right now to join me in a visioning process. And so this is when you'll need your paper and your pencil. And so what we're doing in visioning is we are going within to listen to our own beingness, to listen to that place within us where the knowingness of the universe resides, where the presence of God resides. And so I invite you to turn within to that place. For here within us is the microcosm of the macrocosm. Here within us is spirit personified. Here within us is the wisdom of the cosmos, the energy of life, the love and the peace and the good. For here within us, boundaries dissolve. Here within us, there is only one. One power. One consciousness. And so recognizing that this within is none other than God within us, we ask that silent stillness place within us, what is the highest vision that is seeking to emerge right now through this American culture? What is the highest vision that is seeking to emerge throughout our American culture right now? And to go ahead and write that down, you might get words or feelings, symbols, ideas. What is it that's seeking to emerge through our American culture right now, that highest vision? And we ask that wisdom within us, what does this highest vision look like? What does this highest vision look like? What does this highest vision that is seeking to emerge sound like? And what is the essence or the feeling tone of this highest vision that is seeking to emerge? What is the essence or the feeling tone of this highest vision? And so we turn within again, because we are one with this vision, because we are one with the whole of everything. We ask that inner wisdom, who or what am I being called to be as a part of this vision? Who or what am I being called to be as a part of this unfolding vision? And one last question. What am I being called to do? What am I being called to do as a part of this unfolding vision? What am I being called to do? And so I invite you to open your eyes and just to be back here We are each being called to be big for God. We are each being called to be the hands of God. For you are the hands. You are the way that Spirit works in this world. Spirit works through you. Saint Teresa of Avila said, "Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks with compassion upon the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all of the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, yours are the body. Christ has no body on earth now but yours. We are the hands and the feet and the eyes and the hearts and the arms that are here to bring that vision into this world. You are here and I am here. We are each here to be a beneficial presence in this world. We are here to be love, to embody love, and to make love real in this world. And so my invitation to you this week is to continue to vision, continue to go into that place of silence and listen to that voice of the divine within you. To ask the question, what am I being called to do? And who am I being called to be in this moment in this world? In the next moment, tomorrow and this year, to listen to that I am presence within you. To listen to your own spirit. And as you follow that with actions, to be courageous and be willing to be judged and be willing to make mistakes and be willing to look foolish, it's all okay. And as we listen within and as we catch that vision and as we bring it forward in this world, we will truly be creating a world that works for everyone. And so thank you so much, like I said, for walking this spiritual path, for being the hands and the feet of love, of a wholeness of good in this world. And blessings to you on this path, your path, our path together. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me right now in an affirmative prayer. How good it is to simply know that right where we are is that divine presence. In everywhere we go, in everything we do, in every moment, in every circumstance is love, is peace, is a power for good, is wisdom and intelligence and guidance. That one from which all things have come is the very life that we are living. It is the very presence that animates everything that we see. It is the life that is living itself out as each person, and it is infinite. It is boundless potential. That is its very essence. Its very essence is love and good. And so today we lean into that, recognizing that we are individualized expressions of that power, of that presence, of that energy and that principle. And as we are conduits and expressions of that one, all that we need, we already have within us. All that we need is already in this moment where we stand. And so we turn within and we hear and we listen and we are guided from on high. That most high God, that most high wisdom, That most high, unconditional love guides us and leads us into paths of fulfillment, into a life that is rich and overflowing, into a world of peace and of joy and of brotherhood, of good. And so I recognize, too, not just are each of us made of that divine, not just are each and every single one of us individualized expressions of this one, but so is every other person in this world. And so what I claim and I know right now is there is an awakening happening within humanity. There is a coming together. There is a power and a peace and a unity, a connectedness, a oneness that is unfolding itself throughout humanity across this entire world right now. That there is a great awakening happening and there is a great giving birth to this vision. For each and every one of us has said yes to it. And I know that each and every person as a spirit, that is something is stirring in their own spirits. That is this call. And so there is a blessing unfolding itself everywhere. And so I just relax into this with great anticipation, with great confidence, and with great joy. And I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now. And in gratitude for that, I give thanks. And I say, and so it is. And so thank you so very much for joining us here online. We look forward to seeing you again, and we also look forward to seeing you on a Zoom conference if you would like to join us on Thursday evenings. We are doing spiritual practice and connection with each other, having an opportunity to be together and share and talk and break into small groups and do some introspection and discover ways to make our own lives richer and fuller and better. And so if you are not already on our mailing list, we invite you to send us your email address at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and we will make sure to get you on that list. I do invite you to join us. We're having a really lovely time together. I would like to thank you for your ongoing financial support of Living Beyond Limits. It is allowing us to stay afloat during this time of not meeting while we are figuring out what is next. And I did just want to tell you that your board of directors has been talking, and we are looking forward to being back together again. I'm not sure when that's going to be. Lakewood Country Club is having to wait for the okay of the state, which means I think that they are in phase four, which means when concerts and sporting events and groups of people are allowed to come back together is when they will be opening. We're talking about maybe getting together at the park and maybe doing a Sunday service there, maybe having a picnic. But email me your ideas, too, if there's something that you would like to do as a group. I would also like to let you know that we are doing Ministry of Prayer and are happy to support you in prayer if you will send a prayer request to that same email address, or you can send a text or an email to Barbara Conant if you have her information, and she will get that out to me and the practitioners. We are happy to support you during the week in prayer. So in the meantime, have a lovely week. Be the beneficial presence that you are, and I look forward to seeing you back here soon. Stay where you're at.